thank you, thank you, thank you for dying on that cross. Thank you for becoming sin for us who knew no sin. Thank you, Lord, that you are risen. Thank you, Lord, that you are seated. And thank you, Lord, because of your precious blood. Oh, I have a Father. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you for that peace. Lord, thank you for that rest. Thank you, Lord, for knowing what life is about. Thank you, Lord, that we don't guess. Thank you, Lord, that we don't wonder. Lord, thank you that in Christ we know. Lord, thank you for that purpose. Thank you, Lord, for the desire to want to know more about you. Thank you, Lord, that it's because of your great love that causes to quicken us and to have us respond, want to come together today and just to praise and thank you, Lord, and to sit at your table, Lord, which you again have prepared a feast for us. Oh, because the Word of God is always a feast. Lord, it strengthens, God, it uplifts, Lord, it causes us to rise up. Lord, as they sang about that valley of the shadow of death, God, thank you that it's but a shadow. Thank you, Lord, that you've conquered sin and death. Thank you, Lord, again, that you are risen. Thank you, Lord, that it's in that resurrection power, Lord, that we're waiting for a time when we too, Lord, will ascend upon high. Oh, and God, to see your lovely face, face to face. Lord, what a moment it will be that will never end. And Lord, here we are today to appreciate that moment even more, to grow up into you even the more. Lord, to be a readied wife. Lord, let these not just be words anymore, but God, the proposal to our hearts to have us respond to believe you more. Thank you again for your great grace to us this morning. Have your way. Open our hearts to receive the beauty of the Lamb of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, thanks be to God. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going to Psalm 103. That's Psalm 103. And as I mentioned, the Lord has just had me so thinking about peace again this week. It's been reverberating all throughout my being. And I pray it never stops. My heart just taking flight the more in that peace that he says that I've given to you. It's my peace, son, and it is the peace that passes all understanding. The very peace of God. And what came forth is sitting right there before us in Psalm 103:1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. You know that word bless, it's translated as well praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. You know, that precious, thrilling verse, by the grace of God, I'm sure you're right there with me, has crossed my lips out from my heart thousands of times over. But you know how the Lord always does it? Like the very first time. A height of glory in a praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, that I've never been before. And I do, I just stand amazed at the faithfulness of God. You know, when you stand in awe of God, and when you really stand in awe of God, I'm talking about how much he loves you. I mean, he is love. There's a warmth and a fire and a, you just can't express it, you know what I'm saying. But to bask in how much my Savior loves me. How much the Godhead is for me. How much, praise God. How much? All. All. I've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ Jesus. That's all the love of God. Nothing lacking. And as that came forth, the Lord so encouraged my heart. Son, it's because of what's within you. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Now see, that's it, brothers and sisters. He just hit me. You talk about with a kiss. That was a kiss. It's the key to praising the Lord, O my soul. It can only be all that is within me. It's the truth. Not all of me. Not as we would like to say, oh, every bit of fiber in me. No. Praise the Lord, O my soul, so specifically, so gloriously, and all that is within me. I want you to think about this. I want you to meditate by God's grace this morning about the beauty and the treasure of the sons of God, of all that is within you. Everything. The Son of the living God. The Lamb. The one that had such a peace that he would walk so gloriously. Well, it was just glory that carried him to a cross, to die, to have his visage marred more than any man's, to become sin for us. But to have such a peace that passed all understanding. Father, I commit it unto you. That he knew without a doubt that he would be raised. I'm talking about a peace and a rest and a confidence, a trust that he committed himself completely into the Father's plan. That, Father, this will bring many sons to glory. That, praise be to God, after 3 days and three nights, your power will raise me from this grave. And praise be to God, I will be seated together with you. Now, I want you to know something. You have that peace today. He didn't give you some part of it. He didn't give you some reflected thing of it. He said, my peace, my very peace, I give it unto you. And see, the beautiful thing about the peace that he gives it with his life. Didn't just speak it, he gave it with his life. And I'm talking about the life that he gave so freely upon that cross, but I'm talking about the life that so freely came into us, ones that have accepted Christ Jesus as Savior. The very moment that you said, Jesus, I accept you, I take you as my personal Savior. That peace, that life, the very life of Jesus came to live in you. Brothers and sisters, it tells us very clearly in the Word of God that even in the Old Testament, that after the peace offering was made, you know what happened? They praised the Lord. They praised the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that there is a rest to the people of God. But when you really receive the rest and the peace of God that he's freely given to you, let me tell you something, you'll praise him. The greatest evidence of peace in your life is praise. It's not just being quiet and still. That's a wonderful thing. But I'm talking about the praise that bubbles up all the time. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You've got this. Oh, thank you, Lord. I know I'm sitting in, as Brother David said, even though if I made my bed in hell, you are there with me. Come on now. This is peace. This is the peace that passes all understanding. Even in my waywardness, even in my defiance. As praise be to God, that grace of the quickening, chastening of the Lord. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, I wish I hadn't, but thank you, Lord. I've got the peace that passes all understanding. I never left your hand. No man's going to pluck me out of your hand. I cannot be separated from the love of God. That's peace. That's rest. That's the praise that comes forth. That's the anointing of the grace of God in our lives. Not the grace that gives me the excuse to fail. You've heard me say this. This is the grace that gives me the excuse and the reason to praise Him. And in that praise, you begin to live for Him because Christ lives in you. You realize it. You say, oh Lord, this is incredible. I see it. I see you in my life. I'm not talking about with these eyes. I'm talking about with this precious, the eyes that are within and without. I don't know what's going to get you excited today. Come on. You got it. You have this. Let it live. Let it live. Oh my. Brothers and sisters, the peace that passes all understanding wants to be reigning in our lives. But you see, it comes really one way, and that was this precious verse that the Lord saw springing out of. It was like a fountain. I don't want it to ever stop. It's a geyser. Oh, praise the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. See, Christ liveth in me. Praise be to God, it's Christ's life that's in me. It brings the peace. It causes the praise. I was singing, Lord, I'm so thankful I died. Are you thankful? Are you thankful you died with Him? Are you thankful that old man liar is dead? He's dead. Old man liar is dead. And praise be to God. How wonderful that the life that I now live is the life of Jesus Christ in me. I'm talking about you. More importantly, He's talking about His life in you. That the life that you now live is Jesus Christ in you. And that life, praise be to God, lives but one way, and it's only by faith. And we're going to Galatians 2:20 because you need to read it. If you do not have a Bible in your hand, slide over into the pew and read this precious verse. When this becomes alive and dwelling in your life, and it can be right now, right now. Lord, let me see this in a greater glory right now. Don't ever say, oh, well, I know that. I can quote that. Well, you don't know it. You say it like that, you don't know it. Take that cup of salvation and drink. Lord, increase this life in me. Growing up into Him in all things. Oh, this life. Remember, this is our Christ. You talk about a humbled life. There wasn't anybody more humbled than Jesus. 12 years old, sitting there and learning and taking orders, I'm sure, from mom and dad because he was a respectful young one. And yet there he was, the one that set the stars in heaven. Who are you? Oh, I know more than him. Yep, you do. but you don't know more than Him. He gives grace to the humble. And you'll only grow in grace. All right, here we go. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I. But Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, it sets it all straight, doesn't it? Doesn't it just make it so plain who we are, what we are, the transformation that was made, as the Word of God says, at that moment you gave your life to God. He bought you. You are not your own anymore. Oh, thank you, Lord. See, I don't live anymore. It says it very clearly that Christ liveth in me. It is all about Him, us in Christ, in Him, and that precious life of Christ in me. That's why in 2 Corinthians 4:7, He makes it very known that it is the treasure in the earthen vessel. See, the power and the beauty is not of us. It's Him. Amen. Like Him. I don't really like to be seen. Used to be when I was a kid, they called it shy. Now that I'm growing up in the Lord, it's because it's Him. If you see me, I just want you to see Jesus. I want you to see the work of the grace of God. See, that's why it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's Colossians 1:27. See, the hope of glory is not me. It's Christ in me. See, the only thing that pleases the Father is the Son. But let me tell you something. We couldn't even touch, describe really how much He's pleased as He sees His sons. And especially His sons, praise God, magnifying the Lamb of God. But see, that's why Paul so sweetly wrote, and this was sweet and is sweet, in Romans 7. He said, the good that I would, I do not. But the evil that I would not, that I do. The only thing I really hear about those precious words is I, and I, and I, and I, and I, and I, and I. And I will never get it done. I will always fail. That's why He concludes it all with, O wretched man that I am. I love it. You're smiling. You get it. Hallelujah. That's the beauty of it. Of me, I can do no good thing. I can only do one thing, and that's mess it up. That's the truth. It is the absolute truth. But in Christ, oh my, and through Christ, and Christ in me who strengthens me, the I is dead. Praise God. I know that. And the Christ in me by faith, oh my, quickened and strengthened, empowered, invigorated. Praise God to live that life that I can do all things through Christ. Who strengthens me. Now that's peace. That's the peace that passes all understanding. That's again the peace that you have today because of the life that lives in you.
And that's why, by God's grace, we praise him. Because of that life in me that knows and believes and rests. Oh, thank you, Lord. If you be for me, who could be against me? There's no weapon formed. Those fiery darts that the enemy shoots at me, they just harmlessly fall to the ground. And that's the truth. That's exactly what it is. Brothers and sisters, take the whole armor of God today. It's right there for you. That's peace. And that's the peace that passes all understanding. See, that's just it, brothers and sisters. We must, by grace, believe the word of God. See, be confident in his presence, and praise God in his life that lives in us. See, I'm so thankful for that. It's so precious to me. His life can't leave me. He cannot deny himself. I'm so grateful to God that I'm in his hand, I'm in the Father's hand, and no man can pluck me out of their hand. But there's just something about Christ that liveth in me. See, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not just a protection on the outside. I'm talking about protecting me from me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Protecting my mind. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, when he tells us who we are in him and how we function, don't you think it's time to believe? Don't you think it's time to quit the lies and believe God? That, praise God, this is not our life anymore, that we are his, that he lives in us, and truly the life that we now live is by faith. And ever since I was a kid and I went into the biology classes and all, they said, well, you live by breathing oxygen. Okay, I can believe that. There's oxygen. That's what I do. I live by eating and drinking, and I got to do all that. That's right. God set it up that way. But that's just what we see. And what we see and what we know in that regard, that's all temporal. The unseen, the word of God is forevermore. You live by faith. You live by this. Not in a sense of, well, it's on the wall, I have to do that. No, it's in here. It's Christ in you. That's the praise. That's the peace. Lord, it's there. As he was bringing this, for those that have sat in this meeting for years, how many times did precious Brother Hill go over and point to that light switch on the wall? That one right there. Been there a long time. 1972. He would tell us that the city of Denver has provided all the power to this building. Every line has been made into this building. Put all the bulbs up here in this building. Conceptually, all the technology, all the work's been done, all the power's been given to light this sanctuary up. And all you got to do is go over there and turn that switch on. But if you don't, it didn't do you any good. It was useless to your life. It remains void. And all I could think of is, Lord, help me to quit trying to figure out why it works or how it works. You know, there's things, even naturally speaking, I ain't going to get. I'm just not going to get it. But you know, whether it's how they make coffee or how that airplane flies, I don't know. Maybe I don't care. But I'm going to go enjoy it. So do you understand that? Quit trying to figure out how it works and why it works and just go enjoy it because he gave it to you. Quit trying to think out, well, Lord, do I deserve it? No, you don't. Get over that. Am I worthy? But for God, you're not. But because that Christ liveth in me, oh my goodness, it's mine, 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 all is mine. And I come boldly to the throne of grace and I just take. Don't you just take? Isn't it wonderful to not have guilt? I'm not talking about not having a conscience. You know, when you've wronged somebody or anything, let the Lord quicken you and say, hey, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I don't want to do that again. I don't want to just be a repeat offender. That's not what this life is about. I want to grow up. I want to go on. I want to be a salve to you. I don't want to hurt you. But I'm going to tell you something that can be just as deadly or even more so is when you remain in that guilt and never let the blood of Jesus, which was freely given and poured out for you, that delivered you from all that sin and guilt and shame, take it. That's peace. That's flipping the switch. Lord, you said it, it's so. I don't care what so-and-so tells me. I don't care what that group keeps trying to remind me. It doesn't matter. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's so wonderful. Whom he has made free is free indeed. Praise God, I love it. I sit up on his lap and I told this many times. Is the Lord has so graciously allowed me to fail. And then I sit there and say, oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry. Oh, I know that grace was there and I didn't. And he just keep patting me, scratching his head. Honey, I just don't know what you're talking about. You better start seeing it like that. He's not there to condemn you. He couldn't. See, if you just take the love of God and that grace that's forgiven you and everything, let me tell you something, you will rise up so far beyond these things. We get so enveloped into one thing in our life. Oh, Lord, you got to deliver me from that. You got to deliver me. He's delivered you from all of it. Know that that power is there. Take it. How about when Brother Hill used to talk about you could be, well, we even now can use trillionaire. Back in his time, we only had millions that we talked about. We went through billions and now we're to trillions. But what happens if you were a trillionaire? Unlimited money in your bank account. And yet you never drew out one cent of it. You lived like a pauper. You ate dog food out of trash cans. And you were sitting there with more money than everybody put together. Well, people would say, you're nuts. You're sick. Something's wrong with you. Brothers and sisters, we have the wealth of all the ages to come. I mean, you by God's grace, you... Not just call yourself a Christian. You are a Christian. Hallelujah. Believe the word of God then. You say you're a son of God. And I believe you believe it. But believe all the privileges of the Son of God. This is the wealth of the ages. This is all powers that be. It's here. He's in you. And I just... But I'll tell you what. Until you believe that Christ liveth in you, until you really lay hold that he has blessed you with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, that it's not something I got to earn. Lord, somehow I got to merit favor from you. That you know what? I just so happen to be born of God. You know what? He's my dad. You talk about blue blood. It's red blood. It's the Lamb's blood. Isn't that awesome to think? And you don't walk around proud. You walk around so thankful. I'm born of God. And in that, I have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And praise be to God, that is the peace that passes all understanding. But brothers and sisters, if that is not something that you truly have embraced, It's like a dream of a somewhere, isn't it? It's like you're just kind of sitting on the premises. And yet it's yours. I come in here and I get to preach to the little lords of all. It's awesome. And I want you to know more than just what a servant would know. Wouldn't it be a shame? Born like that, gifted like that, yet throwing it all away? Come on. See, we need to quit insulting God. I know you're not wanting to insult God, but you know when you don't believe Him, you insult it. Not, what I'm saying is taking Him for what all He has given you. You don't want to do that. You want to believe the Word of God. You want to take Him at all of those promises that He's given you. I love when we sing that song, Living in Canaan Now. I want to feast on the honey, hallelujah, and the milk and the barley bread. And I love having an anointing on my life. I thank God for it. I love to have that oil poured all over me. How about you? Dripping. Oh, yes. And all I could think of this week was, Lord, let us receive the grace that You've already so freely given to break forth this peace that passes all understanding on our lives. That You've brought us to the trial that we're facing today. You've brought us to this trial. And You're just waiting to pour forth that peace that You have so richly for us. Such a peace that sometimes we don't even understand it. Sometimes a peace that people looking around us that know us very well, they don't understand it. But it's waiting for us right now, that beautiful peace. And praise be to God, His faith is so immediate. And we can step over into Canaan now. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, just like those children in the wilderness, they walked around it for years. For 40 years. They walked around and around and around. Looked on over maybe at it, walked around. Maybe we'll go on today, oh, I saw giants in the land, let's walk around. See, you need to get away from those people that are just walking around. Oh, Paul in his heart, he wanted to leave those people that were walking around. God was showing him something there. And God was gracing him and being patient with those people. But you know what? After a while, God showed them. They're just going to walk around. They're going to walk around. Goodbye. I'm going in. I ain't wasting time no more. And again, as our precious pastor, Brother Hill, said, he said, oh, man, I was eating nubbins. I was eating nubbins. And, man, I looked over the fence, and there was knee-deep clover. And everybody around me, oh, we like the nubbins. We like nubbins. See ya. Whoop. And never came back. See, brothers and sisters, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, because Christ liveth in you. In Jesus' name, by faith, believe it. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank You again for Your encouragement to our lives. Thank You again that it's the Word. Thank You, Lord, that it works effectually in them that believe. And thank You, Lord, that, again, as the Apostle Paul said so sweetly, Lord, it's because of Your grace that gives us the faith to believe. So, again, to rely upon You, if we're even slow to believe this morning, that, Lord, we can pray in Jesus' name. Lord, we know the grace is there. Lord, help me. Help me now. Help me to believe and take this grace, to have the faith, Lord God, to receive that believing for whatever I'm facing this morning. Lord, it might be needing a job. Lord, it might be needing a healing in my family, in my body, in my marriage, whatever it may be. Lord, by faith. By faith. Thank you, Lord, that we can stand on the promises of God. Thank you, Lord, that they are yea and amen. And thank you, Jesus, that they're mine, 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 all is mine. We thank you for that precious lamb. We thank you for the blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.